In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. Holy Spirit, holy water, holy blood. Holy, 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 our God is holy. There is none like Him. He is a holy God who gives holy things to His holy people. The water, the blood, and the Spirit. It is the Spirit who testifies to the truth and only to the truth. The Holy Spirit points out Jesus as God's Son. When John the Baptizer baptized Jesus, a voice came down from heaven and said, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." It was then that Jesus began his public ministry, a ministry which entailed being a prophet and a preacher and a teacher and a miracle worker. But Jesus' baptism and ministry was so much more than that. As Savior of the world, Jesus began to prepare the waters of the world for holy baptism. For the waters of the world were full of sin and death, even from the time of Noah's flood, when billions of sinners were drowned and killed because of their sin and idolatry. Jesus began to cleanse the waters by taking sin into his body. And the Holy Spirit points us to this when Jesus was baptized. And the Spirit points us to Jesus on the cross, dying for the redemption of the world. The soldiers broke the legs of the other two who were crucified to assure that they were dead. When their broken legs collapsed under their own weight, they slumped down against the spikes that held their feet, suffocating and dying a quick death. The soldiers fulfilled the prophecy that none of Jesus' bones would be broken. Jesus was already dead. They need not break his legs. So why is it important for us that the soldier pierced Jesus' side to assure us of Jesus' death? Why is it important that God truly died for us on the cross? Because many, even today, say that God did not die on the cross, only a man. But listen to what the sainted Dr. Martin Luther, said, quoted from his book on the councils and the church, 1539. Quoting, "We Christians should know that if God is not in the scale to give it weight, we on our side sink to the ground. I mean it this way. If it cannot be said that God died for us, but only a man, we are lost. But if God's death and a dead God lie in the balance, his side goes down and ours goes up, like a light and empty scale. Yet he can also readily go up again or leap out of the scale. But he could not sit on the scale unless he became a man like us, so that it could be called God's dying, God's martyrdom, God's blood, and God's death. For God in his own nature cannot die. But now that God and man are united in one person, it is called God's death when the man dies who is one substance or one person with God." So far, Dr. Luther. Dear ones, God as God could not die. So, he became a man so that he could die. He took on the sins of the world so that he could die as our Savior. Only by the power of the Holy Spirit can any man or woman believe that. If you believe that, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, lives within you. For it is the Holy Spirit that testifies to Jesus as Savior. That being the case, so also the holy waters of baptism testify to Jesus as Savior. For the holy waters of baptism testify to his baptism and to his death, to God the Father claiming him as his beloved Son, in whom he was well pleased. On him the Holy Spirit rested in the form of a dove. The water points to Jesus, testifies to all humanity and to all creation that Jesus is the Son of God. And we come to the blood that was shed for the sins of the whole world. holy blood that atones for sin, makes things right with you and me and God. Blood that gives you life where only death existed. For the life is in the blood, the holy blood of Jesus. For all the sinful things you've thought, for all the sinful things that you've said, for all the sinful things that you've done, for the sinful way that you are, for the sinful way that I am. Holy blood poured from the side of your Savior to atone for your sin, for all those things. Christ's blood transformed a rugged old cross into the very mercy seat of God. Dear ones, the Lord has had mercy on you through the blood of His Son. That blood testifies to God and His mercy through Jesus Christ. The holy waters of baptism testify to God's claim on you. The holy blood of the Lord Jesus testifies to God's great mercy. And the Holy Spirit is the only truth that you can depend on in this world where the devil, the author of lies, is the prince. The water, the blood, and the Spirit of God through the Word and the sacraments, holy baptism and the Holy Supper, they all point you to Jesus, your Savior. In the flow of water and blood from His side, the Lord Jesus completed His act of redemption of you. He has bought you with His holy precious blood and His innocent sufferings and death, and brought you close to Him. His Holy Spirit verifies that the water and blood that gushed from Jesus' side is the water and blood of the Son of God. It is holy water that cleanses you from sin, and the blood is holy blood that forgives your sin and strengthens your faith. The Holy Spirit has spoken to you the truth about Jesus and what He has done for you. Even now, even tonight, He speaks it to you. So come to the table of your Lord. Here, dressed in your baptismal clothes at the Lord's Supper, you testify to God and to the world that Jesus Christ is your Lord, crucified and risen from the dead. Here, through His promise of redemption, God testifies to you of His gifts of mercy, forgiveness, and life. These three testify to Jesus as God and man and Lord. Water, blood, and the Spirit. And that, dear ones, is the eternal truth. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.